This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
It's 8 a.m. Eastern, September the 23rd, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down slightly at $43,745. Ethereum is down 1% at $3,067. And Cardano is down 1% at $2.20. Those are leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, Terra up 23%, Avalanche up 21%, and Cosmos up 21%. Today's episode is brought to you by the digital marketplace, UnGrocery. If you've ever thought about who your food comes from, UnGrocery is the place to shop. Join the food people online at UnGrocery.com. Well, Snoop Dogg has revealed himself as Cosimo de' Medici, an inspiring NFT personality on Twitter with more than $17 million in NFTs. Cosimo then ran consecutive NFT giveaways, passing an ETH off to a stranger to show that it was indeed him, and then creating a set of NFTs that are tied to an in-person event with the business mogul and rap legend himself. Well, Dapper Labs raised another $250 million in funding, bringing their valuation to over $7 billion. Coatue led the raise, which also included A16Z, Google's GV, and Version 1 Ventures. Roham Gagoslu, the CEO, said, "We've proved the concept, which is why our investors are so eager to partner with us." He also called NFT highlights the currency of fandom. The raise will help expand NBA Top Shot and open up the potential for engagement with the gargantuan European football scene. Doubling down their news cycle, Dapper Labs announced a partnership with La Liga, Spain's top professional football league, to launch a football marketplace featuring digital collectibles with the league's 20 teams. Bitcoin.org was briefly hacked for the promotion of Bitcoin giveaways, asking users to send Bitcoin to a dedicated address with promises they will receive doubled amounts in return. The rest of the site was non-functioning. Domain hosting site Namecheap said it has temporarily disabled the Bitcoin.org domain, which is now inaccessible. The address displayed on the site had received 0.4 Bitcoin, though it's unclear if it's from a victim or the perpetrator. And finally, a U.S. magistrate judge has denied Ripple's request for documents that would detail regulators' crypto trading activity. Judge Sarah Netburn declined to grant Ripple access to documents that could show whether employees of the SEC have executed transactions in Bitcoin, Ether, or XRP. The court had previously ordered the SEC to produce its crypto trading and none possessed any. Apparently, the enforcement lawyers stated during the meeting that SEC employees were barred from trading XRP after the formal order of investigation was issued in 2019, the Ripple legal team argues that including individual trading decisions of SEC employees in discovery will, at a minimum, expose a lack of clarity regarding XRP's status and whether the SEC believed XRP to be a security. Judge Netburn decided that defendants have not shown that such individual trading decisions impact the issues in this case. That's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links. Find us on social media, at AstroLexaFlashBriefing, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.